For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Carly Essie, the senior defender and associate captain out of Cloquet, Minnesota. And first of all, Essie, this last weekend, your team falls to UMD 5-1. Your team battles back on Saturday. First of all, take us back to Friday. What was it about Duluth that you guys just weren't able to hold off that top line?
I think the big thing was obviously their first line is playing very well. They're getting a lot of points, and I think we knew that they were going to be good and that they were going to come ready to play. And I think, I think we played pretty well, but it's just we couldn't get the puck in the net, and they just seemed to have everything clicking for them.
Sometimes it comes down to puck luck. What was the biggest difference between Friday and Saturday? What did Coach tell you guys after Friday's game?
I think he just said, like, you know, we need to be ready for tomorrow. It's going to be the same team. And I think we had another level of intensity on Saturday. Like, we wanted to win. Everyone was battling hard, so it ended up working out for us.
Lara Stalder scored 8 seconds into that Saturday game. What were you guys thinking at that point?
I mean, I was thinking at first, I was like, oh, geez. Like, we need to obviously stop that. Like, they're very good. They ran that play two or three times against us, and they almost scored again against AJ and I. So when they're on the ice, you always need to be ready because they're always trying to do something tricky.
Your team responds. Madison Hutchinson had a great pass, a one-timer from AJ. Nice to see a fellow senior get a goal like that. How tough is Maddie when she's in that position?
It's awesome. I was telling Hutch actually before the series, said that she was due for a goal because she always seems to get one pass UMD and she always gets a rocket on the side. And so I was really happy to see her get a goal.
They end up scoring. Your team ties it back up. You get another goal from Emily Berglund. She's had a fantastic season. What's it like seeing your underclassmen like Bergie get that kind of a big time goal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. We need everyone to score. Like, obviously, it's been tough for us to get a lot of goals this year. And when underclassmen are doing it and upperclassmen, it's huge for us. And she's been really good, like, around the net. She's, I think, one of our best forwards in that area of tipping. She seems to get a lot of misdirections in the net.
Your team forced the overtime. You outshot them in overtime, had some great looks, some great chances. Obviously, you didn't win it in regulation or overtime, but you take them to the shootout. At that point, you knew you had Brittany Mowat back there holding them off. Did you feel pretty confident that Britt was going to stop everything?
I mean, yeah. I always feel confident when we go into a shootout because she's so good and so hard to score on. We went into a shootout with them earlier, so I was a little more nervous than normal just because they had beat us in the shootout, but Britt was on her game this weekend, so I felt pretty confident with her back there.
Riley Fawcett, Emma Terrace, then you. Those were the three shooters. At the point that Coach asked you to shoot and Emma had already scored, what was going through your head?
Well, when Emma scored and that point Britt had stopped too, I felt a lot of less pressure. I was like way more comfortable, obviously, just because I felt like, you know, if I missed, then Emma still had one and Britt still had another person and she could save it. So when Emma scored, it put a lot of less pressure on me, I felt.
Okay, so you score that walk-off. I kind of compare it to, and it's probably not a fair comparison, but for you as a hockey player and someone who doesn't score a lot, to me it seemed like a walk-off home run, bottom of the ninth, game seven of the World Series. How did you feel?
I was just really excited. I mean, like, everyone's giving me all this credit, and really it's not just me. Like, Britt played unreal. If it wasn't for Bergie to tip the puck in and tie the game up, we never would have went into a shootout situation. And without Emma, we wouldn't have won either. So it's just, I wouldn't really necessarily say that. It was a whole team effort.
Good answer. Very humble, of course. What kind of confidence coming out of a weekend where you were able to do that to a number two ranked team, does that give you going the rest of the way?
I think it just shows that, like, we can play with anyone. Obviously, UMD was playing well. They just swept the Gophers, and so we knew that when they were coming in, they were going to be tough to play against. And when we were able to get 2 points off them on the one night, like, it just shows that we can play with anyone.
You get UND this weekend, a home-and-home series, kind of an odd situation. You play a Friday and a Sunday. What's it going to take to beat the Fighting Hawks?
I think the big thing is battling. Like, we have to win one-on-one battles, like, in front of the net, and, like, it's always a grind against them. So we just have to be ready, move our feet, and, like, be ready to battle, honestly.
Good luck, Carly. Thanks so much. We'll see you this weekend.
Thank you.